Are you ready to cast a pod?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to cast it over the horizon?
Sorry?
Are you ready to cast it? Never mind. Oh, hello and welcome back to the 316 podcast. With me is Graham Idden. Graham, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Good. Yeah. I forgot to say who I was. I'm Zeke Idden. And today we're going to be talking, as always, about a topic suggested by you guys in no longer than 3 minutes and 16 seconds. We kind of are running out of topics a little bit, Graham.
Oh, okay.
So I think what they need to do is drop some more in the comments.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
That is a good shout. But we've got 4 here. I've got one from someone whose topic we haven't done yet.
Oh, okay.
Did you want to go ahead and do that one?
Yeah, certainly.
This is someone we both know reasonably well. Steve Richmond.
Oh, Steve's left a comment, has he?
He did, yes, he's left a topic. Good as always, pick. Graham is never kept abreast of the topics or the comments, so this is all new to you, isn't it?
Very.
It's quite an interesting one today. We'll have to do a little bit of explaining for the US audiences, but I'm going to leave that one to you. You ready?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Today's topic is the multicultural London English accent. Fake or genuine? Do you know the accent we're talking about?
No.
Oh god, I was going to get you to do an impersonation. That's backfired. I'm going to have to do it. It's that accent of brap brap blub. That was the worst. You know what I mean?
Are we talking like what is you saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay. What was the question though? Because now we've established what the subject is.
Well, he said that accent. Is it fake or is it like a genuine accent? And you know, do they speak like that when they're at family dinners?
Yeah, I think they do. I know a fella. He's not like, he doesn't have like a really really heavy accent like that. But his name's Rob Wright. And
Yeah, I do know Rob. Yeah. No, he speaks a bit like that. He's got a softer accent than some do.
As I say, it's not very heavy, but I know like that in a social environment where he's comfortable in. So I do think it's a genuine thing. I think sometimes maybe people emphasise on it perhaps a bit more than is necessary.
The worst... Basically, if you have no idea what accent we're talking about, if you've seen Attack the Block or Attack of the Block or whatever it's called, that English film, that's got a lot of that in there, hasn't it?
I've never seen it.
Have you not? No. It's pretty good. It's got Nick Frost in it. Anyway, that's not the topic. Can you do a little bit more just to bring people on board? Because I'm not sure if the listeners quite know what we're on about yet.
What is you chatting about?
That was good.
Well, did my best.
I think you should talk like that more often.
No, I really don't.
You should do all your music like that.
No, I'm really not going to do that.
I is raving wild blood. That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your thoughts on the accent? Do you reckon it's Do you reckon like? Do you know anybody like that?
I don't know. I don't really associate with people who don't speak the Queen's English.
You pretentious toff.
One thing, it really grates on me, to be honest with you. I don't find it a very charming accent. It sounds very adopted and very put on, and I just feel like you're not a gangster. You live in Croydon. You're studying your NVQs in engineering. You stop talking like that. The worst, I find it, it's a really really unappealing accent on girls.
Yeah, I don't know for anybody really. I don't know, the accent doesn't appeal to me. But I guess that isn't the question. Is it real or is it fake?
I think it's a real accent that has grew up in this, that spawned in the suburbs, but it's highly exaggerated for most people.
Probably. I don't know. I think it's probably one of those fads that got a bit too faddish.
Yeah,
and now that...
out of time, unfortunately. Thank you so much, Graham. Leave a comment for next time, people. Cheerio.
Cheers, Steve.